Well, I think Afghanistan is facing a pretty intense moment in its general transition towards a stable and prosperous country. It's facing the political challenge of making sure that the peaceful transition between one elected president and another takes place in the context of the establishment of a government of national unity. Governments of national unity, sometimes, and I believe in Afghanistan, necessary developments to create a level of stability in the country, but they're also difficult to manage. It requires a real spirit of collaboration and partnership. Secondly, the government will barely have time to establish itself before it has to tackle a very serious economic problem, which is the lack of liquidity and the need to boost its revenue. And certainly it will be looking to donors to make up something of the fiscal gap, something of the gap between the money that they need and the money that they have in the short term. And thirdly, we've seen some security deterioration in the country. During this prolonged period of political paralysis, there will have to be a concerted attempt to provide a level of security to ordinary citizens as we speak.
What role does the UN have to play now?
In all of those areas, the UN is critical, but particularly in the political area. I think we'll be looking to assist Afghanistan by providing good offices and support to ensure that an effective government is created and is able to do its job and deliver services. We'll also be attempting to ensure that the donor community doesn't desert Afghanistan, that it remains committed, and that aid is effective and efficiently directed at Afghanistan for Afghans. In the longer term, the UN will be cognizant that it has established a very distinct profile in the country, I think a positive one, but one in which a lot is expected of it, particularly in regard to elections.
What are the most pressing challenges facing Afghanistan in the immediate future?
The pressing challenges include, obviously, the capacity to raise funds to pay salaries in October, which we understand has been threatened by the liquidity crisis, and more generally, to embark upon a sounder economic approach to ensuring that the country can function effectively. From a security front, of course, it's to establish a basic level of security, but I think more broadly and in the long term, Afghanistan faces a challenge in creating the conditions for peace and reconciliation. The war, in many senses, is unsustainable in the long term, and Afghans have to find a way of living together in peace and harmony. And I think it is up to them to find a process that would enable them to do so. I think, of course, the international community, and the donor community in particular, will continue to watch very closely developments in regard to, and especially the rights of children and women. And I think UNAMA also will continue to have an important role as a monitor and advisor on human rights issues.
The UN will support Afghan government for peace and reconciliation. Can you tell us the UN role to support this endeavor?
Well, we have a saying that the doctor cannot take medicine on behalf of the patient, which in this context means the international community can't make peace, arrange peace, or be the architects of a peace process, that Afghans themselves have to lead that process and participate. So we'll be looking to ways in which we can constructively, either using our good offices, in other ways of mobilizing international support for a peace process, find ways of establishing such a process which can work effectively and successfully.